With me in the studio this morning is Leslie Forrester, the executive director of the Springfield Regional Arts Council. Now, the Arts Council, I'm not even sure how long it's been going on that they have given out annual awards to people within the arts community. I won one of them back in 2007. It's the Ozzie Awards. How long has that been going on?
I think we're at year 36 or 37.
Okay.
More than three decades. Yeah.
And because, you know, usually there's a public ceremony, you know, mm-hmm. a public gala. It's turned into a gala,
right,
at the Springfield Airport every year. Well, because of COVID and social distancing, you're going virtual this year.
Yeah. It's brand new, just like everybody else.
Yeah.
We're reinventing how we normally do things. And we'd certainly much rather have a big party with all of our friends and people who love the arts. But it's more important to us to keep people safe and to make sure that we're all able to be there next year, in theory, when we're able to do this again and do it safely.
So this will be the Ozzie Award announcement ceremony, or the they've been announced already, but you're going to actually present them basically in a web stream on Sunday, this Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Both on YouTube and on Facebook.
Yep.
And you get to it by just going to springfieldarts.org/Ozzie Award and click on the link there, and that will take you to that video Sunday evening at 6:30. No charge, free and open to the public. Mm-hmm. What can people expect to see?
So this year we really approached it from a retrospective. So since we have that 30 years plus of Ozzie Award winners, I counted it the other day, it's something like 115 people and organizations that we've celebrated for the last 30 years. So we thought, what better year than this one to take a step back and refocus and visit with all of those incredible people, including yourself, Randy, mm-hmm. who made the arts what they are today. And so we have about 16 different people and stories that we're going to be telling in that evening.
So, yeah, you brought several of us in and mm-hmm. recorded us, mm-hmm. Interviewed us basically,
yeah,
about what we have done in and or for the arts, mm-hmm. and It was a fun process.
It was really fun. It was all, of course, distanced and masked and all that great stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But it was just us. It was a conversation about the incredible things that you've done, but why does it matter now? Why should we care? In the middle of a worldwide crisis with COVID-19 and there's so much going on in the world, why does it matter? Is it still relevant? And of course the answer is yes, absolutely.
Exactly. Are the arts still relevant, and how do we keep them relevant in a situation like this? How do we keep them alive in a situation like mm-hmm. this? That was one of the major questions I'm sure that all of us had to answer when we were doing those video interviews for this. Mm-hmm. Well, do you have with you a list of this year's Ozzie winners?
Well, if
are you going to are
tune
you not,
in Sunday
okay.
evening?
See,
well,
generally, well, I say that because in recent years, of course, it's been revealed ahead of time.
Yes.
When they gave it to me, they weren't revealing it ahead of time, and they had one heck of a time trying to keep it from me or trying to induce me to come to the ceremony at all. They've made up some kind of cockamamie story about, I don't know. Anyway, it was my wife could tell you a lot more about that because she had to be right in the middle of it. It was the late Bucky Bowman who spearheaded that. And she says, I can't lie to my husband. And he says, you will find a way.
Yes, in his wonderful, usual way. Yeah.
You will find a way.
Yeah. This year we decided not to award a new set because we felt like we didn't want to shortchange anybody. And since we can't have the big party and the big celebration and the performances and the dinner, we felt like we wanted to put a pause.
You want it to be a lost year.
Yes,
at the same,
exactly. You know. Because there are so many incredible stories. We talked to you. We talked to Randy Russell from previously with School District and Community Foundation and mm-hmm. now Any Given Child. Dr. Carl Price, who is a surgeon at Cox Health, but he's also a philanthropist in the arts. and an art collector.
Right.
Yolanda Lorge, Tom Finney, Robin Sally Baird, Lou Schaefer, and Dr. Bob Bradley. Their stories
Yeah, they came in right after I did.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, right,
and they all have such incredible stories. And in the world right now, we need some sense of hope and inspiration and a refocusing on something other than COVID and the pandemic and the election and everything else that's going on.
Well, the fact that you were interviewing people, it brought home to me those that are gone and that you don't have video of people like Bucky, people like Mick Denniston, longtime Springfield Little Theater executive director, Chuck Facer, the founder of Mid-America Singers, not the founder, but he was virtually a founder of it because he kept it going all those years. Yeah. And
I think that was, we brought in a group from the Little Theater that won. So Lorianne Dunn, Beth Doman, Tanya Forbes, and Chuck Rogers all came over and spent about 30 minutes with us.
There
and
you go.
We talked, that was a lot, previous winners have been hugely impactful over at the theater, like Virgil Anderson and Donna Crosby and
Absolutely.
Others.
Absolutely.
So talking with those that are still with us, but remembering those who aren't and what those contributions were, and hearing from the people that worked with them, you know, those stories get lost, and we didn't want to do that. So I hope that this is sort of a start of a future thing where we can continue to collect those stories and remember what it took to have what we have today and some of the silly things that have gone on and, and those wonderful memories that we still have and inspiration for what's to come.
So you did 16 interviews, about a half hour apiece. How long is the final video?
It's been edited down to, I think it'll be probably about 40 minutes in total. We have sponsorship ads that we run for those sponsors who are generous to stick with us. And then I'll be kind of just helping to stitch the stories together. Jim Boltis with Plotline is our film guy and wonderful storyteller. He wrote the music in the background of the show for Sunday. He shot the videos. He edited it beautifully. So we're finishing stitching things together and all of that stuff. So it'll be a really great show. And I know I left interviews with you and with others feeling really good again, you know, again, that refocusing on something positive and something else in our community that matters and has an enormous impact on everything.
Now, are you calling this anything? What are you calling this?
It's the Ozzy's Retrospective.
The Ozzy's Retrospective. All right. It will debut at 6:30 p.m. this Sunday on YouTube and Facebook. And you get to the live stream by going to springfieldarts.org/Ozzy Award. And there will be a link on that page to take you to that video stream. And it's a live video stream. It goes up online at 6:30 Sunday evening. Will it be available after that?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we'll make it available afterwards as well.
And it is free and open to the public, so if you can't see it Sunday evening, it'll still be there, and you won't have to pay a dime to see it.
Right. But maybe you'll make a donation to the Arts Council.
That's right. Or your favorite arts organization.
Yes, yes, we love them all, and they're all so critical need right now. So make a donation, whether it's to us or someone else, instead of a ticket for the show.
What kind of, there are figures thrown around. What kind of revenue loss has there been endured, have the local arts organizations had to endure
this year? So far, it's calculated to be currently about $1.1 million. We're expecting by the spring that'll be closer to $2.5 million.
Wow.
As limitations on gatherings continue and all of those things that we all absolutely respect and will continue to do, but it does make a big difference.
You look at New York City and how the arts community there has basically shut down. There's no New York Philharmonic concerts. Metropolitan Opera canceled their entire 2020-2021 season. Mm-hmm. No Broadway shows. Mm-hmm. And you see that here in Springfield, the Symphony just played a concert. Mm-hmm. Little Theater and Springfield Contemporary Theater are still doing live performances. Who am I missing?
The ballet will be getting ready to do Nutcracker.
They're going to do Nutcracker, right?
Yeah.
So there is still live performance, mm-hmm. in a limited sense anyway, happening mm-hmm. still here in Springfield. And we are extraordinarily lucky to have mm-hmm. that.
We are. And each one of them, it's a new challenge, because it's already a challenge to mount a performance of any kind.
Absolutely.
It's already so much work. And so trying to do it in a distance way to even figure out what seats are available, because not only are you limited to half capacity, but it has to be 6 feet apart.
Right.
And so that limits things even further. And how
right.
do you keep
people,
things...
People can't choose their... Of course,
no.
the Gilroy's is at least doing their movies on Friday
right.
nights. They're still trying to keep uh-huh. things running, because all the national touring artists who they normally would be bringing in aren't touring right now.
Right. And that's a good, really good point, that it's not just the organizations. It's all the venues that we've grown to love and just don't... Maybe just think about passively. I'm going to go see a show, and it happens. It's at the Gilroy's, and the Gilroy's does depend on those things.
Mm,
and
absolutely.
So much of the arts, it depends on large groups of people. How much art do you really experience one-on-one, typically? And so it's certainly a major challenge, and audiences have been so incredibly supportive in working with organizations to figure out how to do it and to do it safely and to return. And, of course, there's plenty of audience members that just can't be with us, and we want them to be safe. And that's why a lot of them are working on streaming.
Right.
Almost every single one of those organizations you mentioned are able to stream some of them. Some of the rights for performances aren't allowing it. But where they can, they do it, and they've done it
right.
really, really well.
The Symphony's concert tomorrow evening will be live streamed because
yep.
they simply can't fill Hammond's Hall.
Right.
But they have added a 2 p.m. Performance to bring, it'll allow more people to come and see the show,
yeah.
see the symphony concerts each month. That's just one way that that organization has adapted. And we've all had to adapt.
Yes.
But one way that you can celebrate the arts at the very least is by watching this Aussie retrospective starting Sunday evening at 6:30 on YouTube and Facebook. Go to springfieldarts.org/Aussie Award to click on the link that evening. And then after that Sunday evening debut, it will continue to be available.
Mm-hmm.
And it's free, no charge.
Mm-hmm.
Leslie Forrester from the Springfield Regional Arts Council, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Randy.